Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Like many asset classes in the last 2 to 3 months, debt markets have also taken a bit of a pummeling because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and none more so than emerging market debt itself, seeing a double whammy of a flight to safe havens, pulling outflows out of the emerging market debt space, no matter what part of the world you're in. And also the worries and the uncertainties over how badly hit some of these emerging markets might be and emerging economies might be by the COVID-19 pandemic slow but ravaging spread across their various locales. But given the fact that markets have come down quite a bit, is there some light at the end of the tunnel? Is there a possibility that we might see a pickup at least in these particular markets, or opportunities in the emerging markets at least? Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Ms. Delphine Arigui. She is a portfolio manager overseeing emerging market debt for Merian Global Investors. And she joins us today live from London. Ms. Arigui, thank you so much for joining us today. And as always, I hope you and your loved ones are safe and in good health out in London. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, so far, so good. And I wish you the same.
Let's start off with this. I spoke to an emerging markets portfolio manager the other day about the big outflows from emerging markets that we saw since that big first quarter meltdown and the COVID-19 pandemic when it first blew up, the first few weeks of it. Some of these, this other emerging market portfolio manager thinks that the fund outflows from emerging markets are starting to slow down or have actually started to reverse course again. Do you agree with this other person's sentiment, or do you think that there is still a risk that fund flows, which are so important, at least to the state and health of emerging markets, could still bleed once again as we head deeper into the year?
Yes, indeed, we've seen a slowdown in the portfolio outflows, and last week actually we saw some minor inflows into hard currency funds in particular. And given where we are in terms of valuations, I think that we've seen the worst in terms of portfolio outflows. But we still think that the market will remain volatile. And especially as we're seeing with oil going further down today, I think there is still some risk that we will still get a bit of volatility ahead and potentially another wave of outflows, albeit much smaller than what we've seen since the beginning of the year.
I'm glad you brought up the recent topsy-turviness and the recent debacle in oil prices, if I can call it that also. It did fall below $15 a barrel if you're tracking WTI. You mentioned that this could be... am I right to believe that this could actually pose some more risks for the emerging markets? And if you could just elaborate on what you're seeing and what you're thinking about with regards to that relationship.
Well, yes, indeed. I think the market was waiting for the agreement of further cuts in production from the OPEC Plus meetings that did deliver that cuts in production. However, it was still already known that it would most likely be too little, too late, given the suppression in global demand. That cut in the supply is a step in the right direction, but probably just not enough to prevent the supply glut that we're most likely going to have until the beginning of May, and that is posing a lot of risk in terms of storage capacity that are reaching their limits. And so I think that's the reason why we're seeing oil continuing to go down recently. And obviously, that is having a negative impact on emerging markets and the oil producers in particular. But having said that, we think that most of the negative news are already in the price, with a lot of those names already trading in distress levels. And at the same time, given that a lot of them are actually applying for IMF support, and potentially looking at restructuring their debt, which we think to a large extent is already priced in.
We're still speaking to Ms. Delphine Arigui. She's the portfolio manager for emerging markets debt at Marion Global Investors. Now, on the flip side, though, because we've seen asset prices come down so dramatically in the last 2 months or so, we've started to see investors start to flock towards some of these emerging market bonds. Some other investors I've also spoken to have said that they've started to swoop for some of these EM bonds in the EM space because of how staggeringly cheap these have become. But just because something's cheap doesn't mean it's great, right? What type of distortions and possible dysfunctions are you watching out for in the emerging markets bond space, given the sudden pullback in prices?
Sure. Well, I think indeed the severity of the shock in March was so great that we've actually seen all bonds coming off quite dramatically and to some extent a little bit indiscriminately across the board. And so that sort of gave ground to opportunities in some of the better quality names that sold off in synchronization with the rest, although their credit quality is much better than for some other countries. And especially for the likes of, for example, some of the oil producers, but on the better quality spectrum of the oil producers, like Russia, for example, that came down pretty drastically in March and actually offers good value now. We are sort of selectively positive on some of those names, even in the sort of more vulnerable names like Angola, for example, which is another oil producer. And it's seen its bonds cheapened by close to 60% earlier in March. Obviously pricing in a restructuring of the debt that we think is likely, but is probably trading below recovery value at current levels. So even in such a name that is seemingly quite vulnerable, we think that there is value going forward.
And if we take a step back, though, all of these pullbacks and all of this this fall in asset prices has been prompted by the COVID-19 pandemic. It's affected pretty much every major nation in the world, out in the UK, even here in Singapore, for one. What are the prospects of an outright depression in some of these emerging markets? And what emerging market regions might be most at risk based on what you've been tracking and what you've been seeing over the last couple of weeks?
Well, yes, indeed. I think the IMF just released its forecast for the year, and that shows that we're going to record the worst recession ever since the Great Depression of the 1930s, and the impact of growth is going to be much worse than the global financial crisis in 2008. So that is indeed an unprecedented shock to the world, but emerging economies in particular, which are being affected either by the commodity channel, as we were talking earlier, with oil prices nearing all-time low, or via the tourism channel in some countries like Sri Lanka, for example, or through some other supply chains that are also being disrupted as pretty much the whole world is going under lockdown. And bringing the sort of world economy to a standstill. We're seeing in that regard, Africa is going to be quite severely hit and is probably going to record its lowest growth ever as a region. But Latin America is probably the one that is going to be the most severely hit this year, also because the growth was already relatively weak before the crisis, and it will probably take them more time to recover than, say, Eastern Europe, for example, where we would expect a bigger rebound next year. And so, in that regard, Asia is doing relatively better, and should still see some contraction, but probably not as severe as some other regions.
All right. We're still speaking to Ms. Delphine Arrighi. She is the portfolio manager for the emerging market debt space at Marion Global Investors. Ms. Arrighi, I do want to talk now about the broader allocation strategies for both emerging market debt and also the Forex space, which you also cover. What is your strategy now moving forward, given all of these new unknowns that we're seeing? We know that the economy is going in for a very rough ride this year, or the global economy, that is. We know that the question now is how quickly can economies actually get back up? What are your allocation strategies given all of these new factors and all of these new X factors that are now shaping markets in the second quarter?
So like I said, we're cautiously optimistic when it comes to external debt, where we think valuations are still relatively cheap, even after the small bounce back that we've had in the last couple of weeks. Although we expect markets to remain volatile until at least the growth picture becomes a little bit clearer, or we do have signs that maybe the worst is over as countries gradually get out of the lockdown and potentially commodity prices start to stabilize. But we think that there are opportunities in that market, and we look at some of the most severely hit bonds that are getting support from the international financial institutions and potentially some debt relief from the G20, as has been discussed in the media. On the local debt side, we remain slightly cautious on currencies that we think won't rebound sustainably until, again, we get some more clarity on the growth outlook. But we think that there is more value in local government bonds, for example, where the central banks are likely to continue to cut rates fairly aggressively, and for some of them continue to pursue their bond buyback program that should also give support to the local curve. So on the sort of 6-month horizon, we're fairly positive on emerging market debt, but acknowledge that there will still be some volatility in the near term.
All right, Ms. Delphine Arighi, she's the portfolio manager for the emerging market debt space at Merian Global Investors. Ms. Arighi, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Money FM 89.3. And as always, I wish you and your loved ones safety and good health out in London as we ride through all of these challenging and uncertain times. Have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.